This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Another vote to unionize at another Starbucks in Denver. This is the seventh Starbucks location in Colorado to make a move toward joining a union. Workers say they want more working hours and higher pay. The big black bug is back at the May Natural History Museum south of Colorado Springs. It's a statue of one of the world's largest beetles, and it has stood on the side of State Highway 115 for more than 60 years, according to the museum's website. It was removed this spring for professional restoration. KOAA reports the 10-by-16-foot insect known as Herkimer now has new metal parts, fiberglass, and paint. Six new service dogs raised by the Canine Partners of the Rockies graduated this weekend, which means soon they'll start their full-time jobs after 2 years of intense training. CPR's Paolo Jalsita reports.
The dogs have been raised since puppyhood to fulfill different service jobs like mobility support or autism support. Amy Grossinger, a school psychologist in Denver, owns Willow, a black lab who has been training to serve students with emotional and behavioral disabilities.
Oftentimes, like, I will go into classrooms to just teach general education students, and she'll go in and kind of seek out the students who are having a tough day, and she'll find them and sit right next to them.
Grossinger says schools should devote resources towards service dogs, which she believes can help with a mental health crisis affecting students and young people. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.